Welcome.
It's an alien.
And his name shall be called in Israel.
Satire.
With Kung Fu Grip.
Now we present
this shocking result.
It has a sexuality that is graphic and explicit.
It's fun.
Oh, I doubt it.
Some of it had to be developed, like oil.
Or any combination of
loud noises.
To all three fragrances.
And the three of them went off together.
This is a very powerful opening move.
The trouble with me is getting started.
Start with a hand closed and open as you blow.
Me!
Blow harder and harder.
My mouth just never stops.
I don't have to be a sucker.
The first time you blow that one, the neighbors will complain.
I'm here to tell you tonight, neighbor, that the thing that you had better do is
close your mouth.
The accoutrement that you will need. Accoutrement? What is that shit?
Now you kill it.
It's very important that you understand the risk factors.
If this happens to you at home, just treat your friend as you would a piece of fine electronic equipment.
Oh, hurry!
Her arms wildly to beat them off.
Then she jerkily clenched her hands together,
and then she pulled and pulled, and oh.
It's time for you to come!
But it comes in handy when you have to plan ahead.
Until one day an evil woman arrived.
Hi, I'm Sandy Duncan, and like most everybody, I am
a monster!
It's a monster, all right.
And I think that's why people are interested in me.
Interested in my body? Aren't you?
Doesn't interest me.
I'd rather have Jesus than
rabbit tobacco.
That's what I'm interested in.
Who fucking cares?
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing?
A bunch of Bible-thumping fundamentalists who holler and scream.
You goddamn little shit-ass.
Like Ricky.
You better be careful what you say about Rick Moranis.
Fuck you, Rock Brass.
He felt so terrible, he just didn't know what to do with himself.
He had been exposed to one irritating situation after another.
To make matters even more confusing,
both were severely injured.
Well, those two little kids were in some kind of a predicament.
Ricky, I did see what you were doing.
And I hope you keep doing that.
What's he doing?
He's backing up to put you off guard.
Merely to shock you.
2 weeks later, another shocker.
I'm pregnant.
With Satan.
At that time, I began to hear people screaming.
They took off all their clothes and marched to Florida.
And so the great march south began.
Do you know what happened to them?
They were tired and hungry.
And as they were eating together, they were
burned to death.
What do you suggest?
Take a bunch of pills.
And share their hands enough for two.
I prefer to use that
brick of cocaine.
The snow became a game.
Indeed, it was a curious game.
It's a family game. Fun for children.
Don't play games with me, Your Highness.
I don't play. And if you take offense, fuck it. Got to be that way.
Whatever. Oh, and by the way,
do you think about money?
I don't need the money. Forget all about it.
Why is it that some people have more money than others?
Mother had to strip
at your favorite toy store.
And earn more money, too.
Pleasant-tasting chocolate and Ex-Lax is effective.
Arid is the most effective deodorant.
No, it isn't.
Ordinary baking powder will work, too.
But that doesn't always work.
Do you think you would like to learn to work with your hands and with machines?
Stop asking questions. Be quiet. Stop stewing.
Dot, fuck it.
Start now training your children
to kill people.
I have no children.
I'll show you how to get them, how to move them for big profits.
And earn more money, too.
Do you think about money?
Yes, I do.
Don also thinks of other things.
A vicious crime of violence, murder, forcible rape, or assault to kill.
You must now do these things as quickly as possible.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And here's a funny thought.
I have inflatable testicles and a retractable penis.
They all laugh their heads off.
Gretchen's head has come off, and June wants Mother to fix it.
But it was hopeless.
Slam their head down.
Into a furnace of burning fire.
Stick your head into a tin can.
I'll go do it right away.
But it was just a garbage can.
So we have to fit as much garbage in here as possible.
And give the robber the money from your drawer.
No thanks.
What would you like me to give you?
Donate money, or even a manual typewriter to me for your
gigantic legs as big as tree trunks.
Bert looked down at his legs.
Ask him to move his legs to locate the injury.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I'm going to demonstrate that for you in a moment.
I've never seen anything like it.
See, his legs actually move, just like a real horse.
These operations make no difference to your sex life in any way.
So much for free enterprise and democracy in America. What a great country we live in.
A frightening danger to our country.
And you don't quit!
Okay, let's go.
He waves goodnight to the stars. And to the friendly moon?
My butt. It was great. You scared the pants off those guys.
Goodbye. Be a good horse and always do your best.